Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. With the calendar flipping to the new year, many Americans are joining in and taking a month off from drinking. It's called Dry January. How can it change habits that impact your life? With us this morning is Dr. George Koob. He is the director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. Dr. Koob, thank you very much for being with us. I have actually considered this myself, so I know a lot of our listeners have, so we have some questions for you. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. There are tangible benefits to just a month away from drinking, aren't there? Take us through those.
Well, some of the things that people report and actually have reported is more sense of achievement. They saved money, something to consider. They slept better. They had a little more energy. They lost some weight. And, you know, they reported a good percentage decrease in drinking days. So all of these things folded together. I'll give you my bottom line at the beginning. If, you know, if you feel better when you're not drinking, then your body's trying to tell you something. So listen to your body.
A lot of people who do drink think that it will help them sleep better, but physiologically, that isn't true, is it?
No, actually, you know, it will shorten the latency to fall asleep, which is technically means you'll fall asleep a little bit more quickly if after you've been drinking. But here's the catch to it. You know, about 3 to 4 hours later, when the alcohol is metabolized and clears your body, you wake up because you have to go to the bathroom, number one, because alcohol is a diuretic. And suddenly you discover, you know, your brain's hotwired, you're all wired up and you can't get back to sleep. And so this starts to repeat itself because maybe then you have a poor night's sleep. So the next night you drink a little more and you start getting into this loop where the alcohol is causing the sleep problem and the sleep problem is causing the alcohol problem.
Well, let's start with that one. So this drinking to fall asleep, what would be the alternatives in this dry January to help you achieve those objectives?
Well, sleep hygiene has a lot of factors to it. I mean, many of which are to go to sleep at a regular time, get up at a regular time, don't be eating in bed, don't be doing your email in bed, do not be doing the internet in bed, you know, use the bed for sleeping. I'm trying to remember all my instructions on sleep hygiene here, but I can tell you what I personally do, which is if I'm having a little trouble falling asleep, I get a glass of milk. And for whatever reason, you know, I don't know whether it's the milk, the protein on my stomach or whatever it is. If you don't have milk, a banana will help sometimes. Some people think it's the tryptophan that you find in those items. But if you go on to any website on sleep hygiene, you'll find all these different approaches, most of which are very healthy and good for you anyway.
We were getting all kinds of reports during and post-pandemic about the huge rise in the amount of drinking that people were doing, which I guess made sense during the pandemic because we all had a lot to deal with. But post-pandemic, are we seeing levels of people drinking or rates of alcoholism declining or increasing? What constitutes having an alcohol problem?
Okay, so an alcohol problem is where basically alcohol is interfering with your normal daily occupation. It could be deterioration in family interactions. It could be problems at work, being late for assignments, being late to work, not having the energy to do things. Untoward effects that you realize when you don't drink are not there. It constitutes basically alcohol misuse, as we call it. What we're seeing is and this occurs with just about any pandemic, is there's a tail to this increase in drinking. So we saw a 25% increase in alcohol being listed on death certificates the first year of the pandemic. It went up another 10% the second year, and it's starting to drop off, but slowly. And so that's the general rule of thumb, and we anticipate that it's going to start dropping off even more. An alcohol use disorder is a more severe form of alcohol misuse, and basically you have to meet, 11 different criteria that are been outlined by the American Psychiatric Association that range from, drinking more than you intended, showing some kinds of withdrawal effects, which are like a prolonged hangover, impairment in social and occupational functioning, as I outlined earlier. So, but you have, you meet two of those criteria and you have a mild alcohol use disorder. 4 to 6, you're getting into the moderate to severe range, which is what we used to call alcohol dependence.
George, what if you don't feel like you have anything impairing what you're doing, but you want to do dry January anyway? What are some tips on how to approach that? Sharing that with friends and family, is that important? And also, social gatherings. I mean, what's the first thing people ask you when you walk into their home or a party?
Can I get you a drink?
Can I get you a drink?
Why aren't you drinking? How come you're not drinking?
How do you handle all that?
Right. Well, there's stigma with overdrinking. There's stigma with not drinking. And we're trying to argue that we need to eliminate that stigma in both directions, because people with an alcohol problem need to be treated, obviously. So, I think a couple of things. First of all, don't be afraid of a slip in your dry January exercise. I mean, so you have a half a drink and decide, oh, shoot, I broke my dry January. Don't worry about it. There's less than dry January, and if you're feeling better when you're not drinking, that's a key point. When you go to a party, all parties should serve a non-alcohol containing beverage, and it's perfectly okay to ask for one. And you can just say, no, I'm not drinking tonight. If somebody pursues and persists on that, you can always say something like, well, look, I got a big project tomorrow morning that I've got to turn in, and I got to have a clear head, or you can just stonewall it and say, I'm just not drinking tonight. It's just one of my choices. But you can always ask for a sparkling water, put a lime in it, and have fun just like everybody else. And in fact, psychology studies done a long time ago showed that people who had a non-alcohol containing beverage at a party had as much fun maybe even more so than people who had an alcohol-containing beverage. No one would even know the difference, to be honest with you.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, a club soda and lime looks like a cocktail, tastes just as good. So that's a good, good standby. And a lot of bars and restaurants now are offering nice mocktail menus. So there's always that option now too, which is good. George, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome, and have a great January and a great 2025, everybody.
Same to you. George Koob is with the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, the benefits of dry January.
Club soda with a lime. That's a good one. I was actually at a recent small gathering of people and everyone ordered club soda with a lime except me. I ordered a beer. I was the only one who ordered a beer.
Because it feels like you're drinking a cocktail, and it kind of tastes like a cocktail, and it looks like one. So.